Good morning, everyone. If you all rise, and we're going to turn over to 443 to start out with. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. Amen. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When darkness veils his lovely face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. His oath is covenant, his blood support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, he then all my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found. Dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Amen. Amen. Brother Romel, would you open our services up in prayer, please? Amen. Maybe city. The joy of the Lord is our strength. This morning we're going to have the mission field of Brazil. Sister Ruthie is going to, and Sister Claudia is going to present that this morning. I think Sister Ruthie Moore this morning is going to present that to us. We've already had a huge blessing. In Sunday school, we went over the fruit that has been, given over in that area for the children of Brazil, and the church's part in that, and it was such a blessing to see. If you would like to see the pictures that were shown, just ask me or ask Romel, and we can show you what was presented at that time. But it was definitely a blessing to see. Let's see. How about if we have our scripture reading this morning?
Morning. Christ is the solid rock. Amen. Find it. I know I marked it somewhere. Oh yeah. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. The Ministry of the Gospel by Paul. Therefore, since we have this ministry, as we have received it, this received mercy, we do not lose heart, but we have renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness for handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, whose minds the God of this world has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is in the image of God, should shine on them. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal body. So then death is working in us, but life in you. But since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believe, and therefore I spoke. We also, and therefore speak, knowing that he who raised up the Lord Jesus will also raise us up with Jesus and will present us with you. For all things are for your sakes. The grace, having spread through the many, may cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. God bless the reading of his word.
Amen.
How about if we turn over to 432, Faith is the Victory.
Encamped along the hills of life, ye Christian soldiers rise and press the battle here. Shall veil the glowing skies against the foe in veils below. Let all our strength be hurled. Faith is the victory we know that overcomes the world. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. Oh, glory. That overcomes the world. His banner over us is love, our sword the word of God. We tread the road the saints above with shouts of triumph draw. By faith they like a whirlwind's breath swept o'er in every field. The faith by which they conquered death is still our shining shield. Faith is a victory. Faith is a victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. On every hand the foe we find, drawn up in dread array. Let tents of ease be left behind, and onward to the fray. Salvation's helmet on each head, with truth all girt about. The earth shall tremble 'neath our tread, and echo with our shout. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. To him that overcomes the foe, white raiment shall be given. Before the angels he shall know his name confessed in heaven. Then onward from the hills of light, our hearts with love aflame, will vanquish all the host of night in Jesus' conquering name. Faith is a victory. Faith is a victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world.
Amen. For our offering, we're going to sing number 429. Would you all rise, please? And can we get a couple of ushers to come and help at the end, please? 429, Amazing Grace.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I am found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. The Lord has promised
Roger.
Amen.
Amen. We'll turn things over to Sister Ruthie, and we're glad to do that. Amen. Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to be here.
Amen.
Yeah, I've missed you. So, what I have to share with you today is what is written here. O Lord our God, how majestic are your works in all the earth. I don't know if you like the sunset, the sunrise, or if you notice how God just portrays his majesty through nature. But today I also will share with you his majesty in his working in the lives of the ministry that has been going on in Brazil. But before that, I'd like to call Claudia up. A song to you, and the translation is there.
Eu vou em missão de amor mostrar a quem quiser o caminho do céu. Eu vou em missão de amor, pois há almas para resgatar. Eu vou em missão de amor. O Senhor vai comigo e me dará poder para que eu possa falar. Me dará coragem e amor para que eu possa testemunhar. Eu vou em missão de amor mostrar a quem quiser o caminho do céu. Eu vou em missão de amor. Pois há almas para resgatar, eu vou em missão de amor.
The call to love. It's not just for me, not just for Claudia, but it's for all of us.
Amen.
A call to love, in that. If you noticed in this song, it says, I'm going on a mission of love to show whoever would like the way to heaven. I'm on a mission of love. And that's exactly what Matthew 22:37 says. Jesus said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. That's a call to all of us to love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind. And today I'd like to share with you just exactly, we're called to do that. It's a command, thou shalt love the Lord. A call to love the Lord our God. How do we do that? How do we do that? And I'd like to share with you someone that really portrayed to me what that means. You see, we went to Africa in 2013. And there in Africa, our children had sent little sacks for each child in the center. And inside of it, they put anything in there that they wanted to give to the children of Africa. Now you have to understand, the children of Africa, they don't have anything. They don't even have a pencil. They don't even have a toothbrush. Because the only toothbrush is a father that has it. And there's only one toothbrush. You see, and when we took these little sacks, all personalized with their name on it, they could not believe it. And they started looking inside their sack, and they go, oh my goodness, I can't believe this. And they took it out, and they put it back in, and they took it out. But there was João Chico, my friend João Chico. And he is about 14 at that time. And he took his sack and he looked.
And he looked and he said, "Wow, I have never had a pair of glasses. Sunglasses." And then he looked, "That is fantastic. You can do that. You can give it to somebody." And he goes, "Wow, I have my own sunglasses." And then he looked inside and he looked and he saw, "Wow, I've never had a ball in my sunglasses. A football." And then he looked, "What is this? Yummy, yummy. Look at that, Snickers, food. I never get food like that." And he looked and he kept looking at his little, "Wow, you know what I have in my sack?" And he was sharing it with somebody. And he thought, "It's a puzzle. Wow, I don't even know what that is." And look at that. And he kept looking inside. And he kept looking and he said, "Wow, I never had a pencil. Now I have 3 pens and a notebook." "Never have seen this. And Aunt Ruth, you can have them show me how to use it." And look, little skateboards. Oh, wow, this is amazing. And then he looked inside. "I didn't get just pens. I got color pencils." And he did just that. Yeah. And you know, he kept looking. And you know what? Look at what he has next. Some peanuts. And then he looked. Wow, there's so many things in here. And he saw a bouncing ball. And he goes, "Wow, this is just too much for me to take." And he looked in here and he saw some more pencils, some pencils. And he looked in here and he saw a car, a little Ford car. And he goes, "Wow, that is so neat." And you know what? There were still things in here. And he kept looking and he goes, "What is this? Oh, wow, M&M's. Wow." And he kept looking. And he kept looking. And you know what? He found some chewy tarts. And he goes, "Wow, this is so exciting." And then he looked. And you know what he saw? Some stickers to go along with the skateboard. And he kept looking, you know, and he was so thankful to God. He goes, "God, I never had these things. I just can't believe it. It is still more." And he grabbed and said, "Socks. Oh my goodness. I've never had socks." And he goes, "And I can't believe it. You know what I got? You can't believe what I got. My own toothbrush and toothpaste." And he goes, he was so excited. And then he saw it. And then he saw it. The best present of all those that he received. And he could not believe it. And he started crying. And he said, "God, thank you. Oh, thank you for my Bible. Thank you for the little Shiku is not Shiku, little Shiku anymore. He loves the Lord. And he talks about the Lord to them. You see, this is the most treasured gift that you can take to Africa, is the Word of God. And little Shiku is the one that taught me what loving the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind means. But that verse goes on, and it is complete with this one. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. How do you do that? You give them a big hug? Oh man, I got some fantastic hugs today. I love hugs. Or do you take them food? Or do you let them go in front of you while you're waiting in line? How do you love your neighbor as yourself? This is how you love them. Go therefore and make disciples. Shall we read it? Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. How do you love your neighbor as yourself? You take them the Word of God. You take them the Word of God. And Claudia and I have had the privilege for 32 years now to teach. You see, a part of that, it says baptizing them. Those certain things are reserved for men, I believe, to preach. But there's a little word that includes us, women. What is that? Teaching. And now, oh, what a privilege it has been for Claudia and I to teach, to be able to teach the deaf as well as children, as well as young people, to take that love, to be a part of loving others as yourself, to take the Word of God. And I'd like to show with you another verse that's in Acts, a command. What's Acts 1:8 say? Anybody know? It says what? But you shall receive power. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. And God has just privileged us to do that, to teach. Teaching where? Well, presently we are teaching in our Jerusalem. And in our Jerusalem is this little state of Ceará in the city of Fortaleza, in a small community, Patacas. That's where we are right now, in that little bitty part. That's our Jerusalem. And there we have had the privilege of helping a little group of young adults. See him there? He's a young adult, but he's on fire for the Lord. It's my sister's and brother-in-law's little church there, and they invited us to help them in children's ministry, to reach children, to take our curriculum there. And these young people are just a privilege to work with, and that they are teaching them. Look at
They're taking the word of God. They're loving. They're loving others as yourself. And here in Little Patacas. But what about Judea? And this is what's so awesome that Claudia and I have been able to be a part of. It's not just Jerusalem, but all Judea. How? In the northeast, Brazil. If you ever want to know where northeast Brazil is, there it is in the green section. That's northeast Brazil. And that's where Claudia and I have been involved in several churches now, teaching the word of God to children. And it has been a fantastic time. Taking the Ebeki curriculum to churches and to be a part. Wouldn't you like to be a part of this? When we got to this church, there were 5 kids. Look at them. When we left, there were 110 children. Passing it to teaching, to love them, teaching the word of God. This is my prayer that these young boys who are representing the prophets will become pastors and missionaries and would take the word of God, that they would love others as themselves also. Also, in Northeast, we have had the privilege of going to the back country. Now, these aren't children. These are young people and adults. And we love it. We just love it. It takes us 6.5 hours to go into dirt roads way, way back. And there's people that are hungry for the word of God. And you know, there's no distractions out there. We just sit on that porch and we just enjoy fellowship. And this young, this older lady, she had cancer when we lived in nearby. She had cancer and had to go through surgery and all. She came to know the Lord. And we accompanied her that. And for many years, she prayed for her husband. But he was hard. He is a lovely person in himself. He's just a lovely man. But he was without Jesus. He was not saved. And for many, many years, we have been praying for Sojaka. And Claudia and I spent Christmas, not this Christmas, last Christmas with them. And we were just telling them the Christmas story in a very simple way. And that is, at the end, his son who is saved, he said, he gave them an opportunity. And so Jacques says, I want to receive the Lord as a Savior. But it wasn't just that, people. His daughter and son-in-law were there too. And they say, we do too. You see, if we don't go out and love others as ourselves, we want salvation, don't we? We want salvation. And we're guaranteed that we sang today, we're going to be up in glory. We're hearing that. We want that call. But what about others? God said love. Jesus said love others as yourself. If I want to be there, then I got to also want others to be there. That's loving others. So we've had the privilege of, and we love to go. We love to make that 6.5 hour trip to be with these people. They have no one to disciple them. Once every 2 months, a pastor will come there But we love to go and spend time just reading the Word of God. They love it, and singing. It's just great. But also, there's Samaria. We have Jerusalem, we have Judea, and Samaria. How, Ruthie and Claudia, how are you fulfilling this, going to Samaria? I mean, are you dividing yourself all up? How can we also be involved in the Samaria of our place? And this is how God has done it. He has done it through churches that want our Bible curriculum for children. And they call us and say, can you do a seminar? Can we have the material? And we see, we go to these churches and we tell them it's just an 8-hour seminar so we can explain how it's done so you can get, you know, the material and go ahead. And God is blessing, and God is blessing. These are churches all around Brazil. All around Brazil. I don't have a picture of it, but in Sunday school I showed Brazil, the map of Brazil, and we have 8 states of Brazil with now the Abeque curriculum reaching children with the Word of God. Over 40 churches now have asked us for their curriculum. I explained it in Sunday school about the curriculum. But we also have in Acts one more step, and to the end of the earth. And how do we do that, Ruth? How have we been involved? God has given us the privilege to go to Mozambique. It's a Portuguese-speaking country. It's in the continent of Africa, and we've had the privilege of going twice now. It's outreach beyond the borders of Brazil. And there we have been so excited. You see Claudia crouched down. We had the privilege of visiting these homes, and this lady had nothing to eat. And she was dying of AIDS. 2 of her children go to this center where our friends have, and we were able to sit down and just in a simple form, love that lady with the Word of God. And at the end, she says, I've been waiting for someone to tell me about Jesus. I've been waiting for someone to tell me, because I want him. You know, what if we said, I don't want to go today to visit? We'd never had the privilege I've seen this lady come to know the Lord as her Savior. She could well be gone now, but she's gone where? To glory. She said, I had no Bible. So Claudia left her Bible there. We went as a team of 27. In it were pastors, in it were construction men that went for the construction. There were 7 young people. And we must have left 3/4 of our Bibles there for them. That's loving. That's completing the second command. See, the first command is a privilege of ours personally with God, to spend time with him, to read his word, to pray, to converse with him every day. That's a privilege we have. And we need that. But we need to hear his voice saying, take it now to others. Love others. And God has given us the privilege. Look at, I love it. We went and did DVB. We were responsible for the Daily Vacation Bible School. There were 400 kids. We did morning and night, morning and afternoon at this center. There were so many little beady heads. Look at, they're sitting on the floor. I could hardly get through. But how exciting. This is a church we went, and they came. They came to hear the word of God. People that sing like they're in heaven already. We don't sing that way. Out of the heart, they just love the Lord. And it's like they're, the throne of God is right there and they're just singing to him. Mozambique people, half those children have AIDS. Another portion have tuberculosis. And they sing. Mari Wakanaka, remember? Yeah, God is good. Our desire is to take, to go and spend, perhaps, if that's the Lord's direction, spend more time with him, like 6 months. And there we will take the Ebeki curriculum. Claudia and I presently are doing the Ebeki revision. What is that? We're looking over the material that God has allowed us to write. It's a material that studies the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Oops, going backwards. It stands for Evangelizing Bible School for Children. It reaches 1 to 14. And we study, I was sharing in Sunday school how we study a portion of the Old and the New Testament for every year. And it rotates every 4 years. But we didn't have any time to revise it. And so we're doing that right now, but we're anxious to get it done. Because once we get it done, we can register it, we can get it copywritten, and maybe translate it into Spanish and English to reach other countries that speak that. So that's our goal. It's been hard, but we're working at it. We're gonna get it done. So, and when that happens, then I'm praying, Lord, open the doors. If it's Mozambique or if it's somewhere else. We just met the Uganda family yesterday, you know, and they said, we want to go visit you, Onesimus and his wife. Who knows? My vision is woo, you know. But what is it? Our goal in Ebeki is to reach non-saved children with the gospel of Christ. That's our first goal in the material that we do. The second goal is to disciple the saved children in the knowledge of the word of God, to disciple them so that they come to love the Lord their God, to spend time with him, to have a personal relationship, and then to love others. And the third goal we have is to implant missions in the heart of children so that we can pass the baton on. We saw a little mime thing yesterday, and it was interesting. As the years go by, we try to pass it on, and people reject it. And at the end, there's no one else that will take it. And that really spoke to me. We've got to take advantage while we can. So how does the program function? It's a two-hour program. We have songs, we have missions, Bible study, memorization, activity sheets, and recreation time. This is how the program has been set up. It runs 36 weeks out of the year. It's once a week and for 2 hours. These children love it because it's for them. And they have a great opportunity to know the Lord and to take it to their parents and to their siblings, whoever God puts upon them, their heart. We have had a boy, we have seen this boy, he got home and he said, Mom, you have got to come to church to hear about Jesus. She came, she finally came, and after a few months she came to know the Lord, and then she dragged her husband. And today they're a big family in the church. But see, that little boy, he didn't keep it to himself. He says, I love my mom so much, I want to pass to her the most important thing I have found, and that's Jesus. I'd like to sing with Claudia a song that we learned in Africa. These young people, they entered in, and they march. You might think it's dancing, but it's a marching. They do this to keep the beat. They don't have piano and all. They don't have instruments where we went. But they came in, and they sang this song that has been a blessing to me. And it says, we'll sing it, we'll show you this part, but what it says is, Lord Yahweh, Yahweh, in the stars I see your handiwork, and in the wind I hear your voice, that governs the land and sea, he is everything to me. I love you, Lord Yahweh, I want to be with you, Yahweh, Yahweh. Oops, went too far.
Yahweh, 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 nas estrelas. Vejo a sua mão e no vento ouço a sua voz que domina sobre a terra e o mar. Ele é tudo para mim. Eu te amo, Senhor Yahweh. Quero estar com o Senhor Yahweh, 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 Yahweh.
You want to try sing it? It's beautiful, isn't it? Young people, sing it with all their heart and belief. And I hope we can sing it. Do your best.
Mm-hmm. Yahweh, 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 nas estrelas vejo a sua mão e no vento ouço a sua voz que domina sobre a terra e mar. Ele é tudo para mim. Eu te amo, Senhor Yahweh. Quero estar com o Senhor Yahweh, 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 Yahweh.
Amen. May you be encouraged today to follow what it says. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Spend time with him. Say, good morning, Lord. So good to see you, to hear you, to hear the birds. But Lord, help me to fulfill this part too. This is the first and second. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. You don't have to go to Brazil. Your neighbor is just right next door. Thank you for allowing me to share and for being a part all these years of what's going on. God's works are majestic.
Amen. That was a blessing.
Amen.
And go into all the world and preach the gospel. And, you know, I don't know how you guys feel, but one day the U.S. might be a mission field. It already is, it seems like. So we might need that a Becky program here soon. Let's do what she was talking about. Earlier today when we had our study, she was showing us some of the pictures. And it says that if we go, God gives the increase. So all we need to do is go. We don't know what's going to happen from that. She was showing us some pictures of some young ladies, little girls that are now grown up and that are in the ministry. But they didn't know what was going to happen. They just shared the word of God with them. And now they're out there doing great things for God. And so when we just need to do that. We need to share the word of God with people when we get the opportunity and not worry about what happens and let God give the increase. So let's sing the last song here, and I think everyone here knows the Lord, but if you don't know the Lord as your Savior, you can come up and talk to me, or to, you know, if you lean over and talk to somebody that's next to you, or, you know, this is an opportunity to accept the Lord Jesus as your Savior. So let's sing a verse of 4:7-8. And if you need to come, if you want to just come and pray, or you just want to, if you want to accept the Lord, this is the time. 4:7-8.
I've wandered far away from God. Now I'm coming home. The path of sin too long I've trod. Lord, I'm coming home. Coming home. Coming.
Brother Pat, would you end their services in prayer, please?
Father, we just thank you for the day. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for the opportunity to come here in the house and to worship you. Thank you for this message today. And we just pray that you would continue to bless and to reach out to children around the world. And that
Yes.
People of the world, and to spread your word. Just pray that you would be glorified.
Yes.
And praise through all this. Just continue to ask for your blessings upon this church and the missions around the world. Be with us this week, God. Pray that you would, your will would be done with our church, and you would help us to find that.
Yes. Yes, Lord. Amen.